Hi guys, welcome back to Question Mark with Carolina Sosa. I hope you guys are doing amazing and I am so glad that you're here listening to me today. So today I just wanted to talk to you guys about what it's like adulting and how it just happened all of a sudden. I've been reflecting a lot recently about where I'm at in life at this age, and it's just crazy how it kind of just hits you and you have to, you know, grow up. So it all started because I was thinking about how we've been living in this new apartment for a year so far. Like yesterday we made a year living here. And it's just crazy how it just went by so fast, like I just said. But it made me think about how fast my adulthood kind of started. Like, after you graduate high school, then you go to college, and then it's like you get to face the real world, and it's kind of like fast paced in that sense of like after college you got to get your shit together, and it's kind of overwhelming sometimes, and a lot of the times you don't really know what the hell you're doing until you're doing it. You know, like one day you're eating whatever your mom cooks every night, and the next you're like filing taxes and shit like that. And it's like, I wish that in school we were trained more for like real life situations and like for shit that we don't even use anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wish that they showed you more like skills that you're actually going to need in your life, like how to deal with finances, and like, you know, like I wish they prioritized your mental health more, because that is crucial when you're adulting, because it's just everything gets overwhelming. And I remember, like, after graduating, I was like, now I can go out whenever I want to. Well, actually, for me, like, growing up with my mom, I never really had a curfew, and I feel like it's because it was just me and my mom. I don't know if I said this before, but my dad passed away when I was like 2 years old, so it was just me and my mom and my brother. And then my brother got married and had kids, and he just, you know, had his own life. So it was just me and my mom living together. And at that time I was like 16 17 when I finally like started going out like that, like drinking and stuff. And I remember, like, my mom wouldn't say no, or she wouldn't tell me what time to get home. It was just kind of like, all right, let me know where you're at, or like, let me know when you're coming home. And I feel like that really helped, like, our relationship, because I trusted her and she trusted me, and it was just a good balance. And now that I have kids, like, that's what I want to do. Like, I don't want my kids to feel like they can't do stuff, because that's their life, you know. That's they have their own life apart from me. I just have to guide them through it. So I know nobody's, like, not everybody sees it like this, but I really like that I grew up that way, like, just not really having a curfew and being able to do the stuff that I wanted. Because I feel like sometimes when you try to prevent kids from doing what they want to do, that's when they do like crazier things. You know what I mean? Because they don't have the freedom to express themselves and be themselves. So they just try to rebel and, you know, do crazy stuff. But during that time when I was finally like going out all the time and enjoying myself, that's when I met my partner. And I feel like my freedom was just like taken away from me. I'm playing. But that's when, like, we met in 2017, and that year, that's when I was like going to bars and enjoying myself in that sense. And that's when I truly felt like I was just free to do whatever I wanted, because I didn't have school anymore, because I was on my own and I could just enjoy my time. But and in that at that time, like, adulting was different. Like, there's parts of adulting, and I feel like at that time, like, what I was experiencing was like freedom and being able to do certain things because I was a certain age. And that's part of growing up, which it's pretty cool. Like, at different stages of our lives, we enjoy different things. We're allowed to do different things. And that's what that was for me at the time. I was just enjoying myself and enjoying going into adulthood. But after that, things just get stressful. Like, we moved in together, like, towards the end of 2017. And it was just, like, before that, I was just, like, grocery shopping for myself. And now I had to do it for, like, the both of us and figure out what we're gonna eat and, you know, like, figuring out bills and rent and all that stuff. Like, it becomes really stressful. And when it comes to, like, working and saving and having a budget so that you can pay your bills and all of that stuff, like, nobody teaches you that growing up. And it can be really freaking overwhelming once you have to do it, because that's something you never had to worry about before. But for me, I kind of figured it out since I had to start doing that for myself, because, like I said before, I have OCD and I'm always making lists about everything. So what I like to do, it's like I'll list the things that I have to pay, like, the first of every month. And then each week I'll, like, list the things that I have to buy from the store and just kind of remind myself to keep a budget because of the things that I have to spend money on. So that's been very helpful for me. Like, till this day, I wake up and I make a list of what I want to do during the day, or, like, what I have to pay for this week, or, like, what I need to save for that's coming up, like, stuff like that. And it is crucial to make a savings account. I can't, like, express how important that is. I remember I was, like, 18, I believe, and I was hanging out with my friend Noah, and he told me, he was like, you have to be able to rely on your money. Like, if you're, like, you're perfectly fine right now, right? And let's just say you lose your job, like many of us did during COVID. And a lot of people went homeless because they didn't have anything to rely on. So if you're saving, you got to use that money for an emergency. Like, if you can't afford a trip right now, then save that money so that you can afford something later on. And it's like, I wish I learned all these things when I was, like, getting close to my 20s. Well, I kind of did, but, like, when I was, like, 16, 17, like, if I would have been practicing everything, like, I was really smart about money even when I was young. Like, I used to make money from my paintings and stuff, and I would just save. But I wish I was, like, I don't know, like, spending less on things that don't really matter. Because I used to, like, spend money on clothes. Well, I still do. Like, that's a normal thing to do, especially as, like, a young adult. But I just feel like those things at that time, like, I don't even have them anymore, you know? And, like, now when it comes to clothing, like, I'm a lot more careful with what I buy. And I usually just shop secondhand most of the time. And I find that to be a lot more resourceful, because I'm not supporting fast fashion, and because it's more affordable. Like, I feel like if I get a handful of clothing items from the thrift shop and I'll wear them for a while, and then I don't want them anymore and I don't like them anymore, I could just donate them again, you know? And I feel like I should have been doing that when I was younger too, you know? Because then I would have saved a lot more money than I did. And to be honest, like, if I didn't save when I was younger, throughout, like, 16, 17, 18, 19, up to, like, 22, if I wasn't saving all those years, having a kid would have been a lot more stressful. Because you got to be financially stable. Otherwise, you're going to need a lot of help from a lot of people and a lot of family members. And on top of that, like, having a kid and moving, that's just a whole other, like, experience when you're adulting. Because even if you're just moving out from your mom's home, or, like, you're trying to have your own apartment or whatever it is, you're going to experience a move. And honestly, I never even realized how expensive shit was. Because when I first moved out, it wasn't, like, I had a lot of help. And this time around, it was just a lot of money and a lot of time and an effort and, like, the move, and it's just, it was crazy. And that's something that we don't think about when we're younger, you know, like we all say like, oh, I want to move out of my mom's house, and I want to have my own place. But it's like, we don't even know the process of moving. And I'm just fucking tired all the time. Like, I don't remember, or like, I don't think I thought that adults would be this tired. And adulting is fucking tiring. And on top of that, like, being a mom is fucking tiring. Like, I remember telling my friends, like, I've never been tired until I had Jonah, until I had my son. Like, I thought I was tired before from work and school and shit, but, like, this is different. Like, this is crazy. I'm always tired. I go to sleep tired. I wake up tired. Like, I'm always tired, which I did not think it was going to be like this. I thought being an adult was going to be, like, amazing. I mean, it is, like, I like being an adult and being responsible for my shit and being able to do whatever I want and kind of just being grown, like having a family and having to cook every day and clean. Like, I like that shit. Like, I like stuff like that, but it's also very overwhelming. And sometimes I sit around just reminiscing about when I didn't have to do anything and I just had fun all the time. But now my fun is a lot different, and you know, it's fine. I don't want you guys to think that I'm here complaining about shit and what I have and what I don't have, but I'm just saying, like, changes are overwhelming sometimes, and it's okay to complain about it sometimes, but just be grateful about where you're at in life. And then the hardest fucking thing isn't even doing all of that shit. The hardest thing is finding what the fuck you want to do in life. Like, that's something that I didn't think was going to be that stressful. Like, it's not that you need a purpose, but you need, like, something that's going to make you money, that's going to keep you stable, and that you love doing. And that is freaking hard. Like, I was telling my partner the other day, like, it's okay to have more than one, like, career goals or, like, dream jobs. Because for me, like, I had my dream job, but I'm over it now. Like, I don't want to go back to teach kids at school. Like, I love it and I would still do it, but it's just not something that's I want to do till, like, I'm 80 years old. It's not. And I know that I'm going to be over whatever I do next. And it's just, I feel like society now has this idea that we have to have our shit together and just have one job that we consistently do and love and make money from. But it's not like that for me, and I know a lot of people relate to that. Like, I don't just want to do one thing for the rest of my life. I want to keep growing and do shit that I love all the time, because I feel like that's the only way you can really be happy and content with life, if you're genuinely doing what you want to do. It's just crazy. Life really is crazy, because we're always moving. Like, everything's always changing. And one day I'm going to be 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old. And maybe I'll still be here talking to you guys. Who knows? But I'm just going to, you know, finish it off here today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And oh yeah, I've been a lot more active on my YouTube channel recently, so you guys should definitely check it out. It's just Carolina Sosa with a K, obviously. But yeah, I would really appreciate it if you guys checked out my recent videos and tell me what you think. So thank you so much for being here. I love you guys, and I'll see you next time.